Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
I love her. I am a woman who loves a woman. I love this one woman, and her name speaks to me through the softest of lips.
Baby, I love you.
I love you. I see in her what she sees in me.
I see you, baby.
My shining star. Her body is what I need. Every note in music cries when she hits her peak. Like the world, she glows while she's submerged in sheets.
Can you feel
I love
me?
To look at her. Don't want to talk anymore when she's in front of me. From the curl of her lips when she smiles,
kiss me.
To the sway of her thighs divine.
Touch me.
I can't help but to watch her. I mean her sensuous beauty.
I see.
I am attracted, and damn, she haunts my dreams. My eyes are tracing the small of her back on down curvy thick hips looking sweet and wide. The look in her eyes smile warmly at me. I just realized I am in love.
I'm in love with you.
She speaks to me lovingly, even when nothing is said. I am addicted to her. My beautiful opium dream makes even nightmares sweet. And I'll wait. Any time and any place for her to feel like I am who she needs.
Anytime.
She is my heart's song, and as violins play to her melody, I dance to the rhythm of her love, while notes beat against our skin.
Touch me.
She stands in front of mirrors and is never hung up on vanity, but recognizes self-love and she appreciates her worth, and watches the mirror reflect the body of this divine lady. I love knowing this is how she feels because she feels what I feel and she sees what I see. And I am her and she is me. And together we love and will die complete. Not narcissist love, but a woman's mind, body, and soul realize my opium dream is me. And with her, I am satisfied. The lesbian in me honors her verbally, loves her emotionally, respects her mentally. And physically, there's no hesitation to what good I'm capable of giving her. She, I mean me, the woman whose affirmation is to love and definitely respects her mind's creativity, I love her because she is four times the lady. My queen and my light who stays at my side, never strays and leaves me broken. She is my beacon, and hope floats off her touch, a true soldier to love, in our life's long bond. And with every fiber of my being, I love her with all that is in me.
Wow. That's a beautiful poem every time I hear it. That was Betsy Hughes. I love her. And, I'm your favorite BBW flirt, Miss La Crush Hearts, and welcome to Phone Fantasy Radio, another edition, another installment. Black Reporter's on his way, everybody else is on their way. I hope everybody had a wonderful 4-day weekend. It was Independence Day, so I want to hope everybody had a good 4th of July, and tonight it's more of a laid-back vibe. I am a supersized BBW. That's the, you know, current terminology for SSBBW. And then you have those that are just BBW. Okay, so, I mean, I get it and then I don't get it. That's my whole dilemma. Like, I get it. you know, the whole SSBBW and things like that. But then I don't get it. Like, if we're all big girls, why do you have to be an SS or be, you know, in between it? However, there are some men out there or some women out there or some, you know, some people out there that felt that it was necessary to separate the two. So, you know, SSBBW, for those that do not know, stands for supersized BBW, supersized big beautiful women, and then regular BBW is big beautiful women, and then there's BHM, which stands for big handsome men. Is there an SSBHM? I don't know. That's interesting. That's also going to be on our topic of conversation. Is there an SSBHM? Interesting. Well, there's a first time for everything. All right, so here we go. Excuse me. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me pause for a moment. We got somebody on the air. 704.
What's going on, Chris?
What's going on? Is this Dave to the Izzo?
Yo.
Ew, Dave. Oh, how are you?
I'm good.
Sound happy.
Somebody couldn't text nobody back, but it's all good.
Ooh, I did text you back. Go check your messages.
No messages from Kush.
Text you back. Stuck my tongue out and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I did. But that's another story. So, welcome to Soul Fantasy Radio. My topic for tonight, if you haven't heard it, is, BBW versus SSBBW. And you do know what SS stands for, right?
Well, now I do. Supersize.
Supersize, you know, my thing is super sexy, you know. So, but supersize BBW versus, I guess, regular BBW. So, I mean, do they have a ST in, you know, super thin and then thin? Like, I don't understand. I mean, I understand it, but then I don't understand it. Or is it just everybody's small? You get what I'm saying? Like, why is it big women? Like, is there SSBHM?
What is that?
BHM stands for big handsome man.
I know that,
but okay, well, yeah, but I'm saying, is there a supersized big handsome man? I've never heard of that terminology.
Well, that makes two of us.
Exactly. So that's my question for today. It's like, okay, I understand the whole big girl, big bone, big BBW. I understand that. You know, big girls, I'm raising my hand. You know, BBW, I'm raising my hand. Then you get to SSBBW, and everybody's hand goes up, goes down.
What is FF? That's what I'm trying to...
Not SF, SS.
Oh, SF. What's
no,
that
I'm saying SS. Supersized, SS.
Oh, SS. Oh, dang.
Yeah.
That New York side coming out of you.
Oh, boy. SS. So that's my question for today. Y'all can tune in or chime in at 347-989-0767. That's 347-989-0767. Dave.
Yes, Crush.
Are you going to be my co-host for today?
I can be.
You can be my unofficial co-host for
today? I thought that was somebody else's job.
It is, but obviously you don't want here with me. So I could bounce my questions off of you.
As long as I'm not getting jumped on by your friend.
What are you talking about? We don't be jumping on the black reporter. We don't do that. You think we do that?
Nah, I'm kidding.
Yeah, oh, you know, you're dead serious.
I'm too relaxed right now to care anyway.
Huh?
I'm too relaxed right now to care anyway.
Ooh. What shoes on?
My aunt fixed a big dinner and I ate my moderate size and then got full and I walked for a little bit. Now and got back home and just relaxed.
Okay. That natural high. You on that natural high?
Oh, yeah.
You, that was a good pause in there. I caught that pause. I caught that pause.
You
doing something that we don't know about, Dave-O?
What am I doing? Besides working on this, new intro for your radio show. I'll give you a preview of it soon. I haven't really gotten to the works of it. I just downloaded some new software, so.
And we get the new software.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Guest, welcome.
Give me something to play of yours, huh?
Am I going to give you something to play? Yes, soon. When people listen to this, I know people are going to listen to this stream, whatever, when it's off the air. But if anybody does not know, you can go to youtube.com/DaveOTheGreatBeast20. I have some covers there. It's me singing. Yeah, auto-tune. Yeah, I do that. So, I have some auto-tune covers there on YouTube. You know, I got some collaborations with a couple of people. So.
Okay, it says
Dave-O. Dave-O, the Great Beast 20. That's D-A-V-E-O, D-A, Great Beast 20 on YouTube. So.
Okay.
Submit, like them, dislike them, comment them. I criticize the good kind. Yeah, the good kind and the bad kind. I take it all. I don't hate on people who don't appreciate my music. I say thank you and go about my business anyway. So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't do that, Chris.
Don't do what?
Don't do that voice.
Don't do what?
Because when you do that voice, it does something to me. So don't do that voice.
Do what voice?
The voice is the yeah, that voice.
I didn't know my voice did something to you. That's another topic. That's a whole other show. All right.
No, that's a private show between me and you.
That don't have to be private.
You don't want it to be private. Shit.
I like to share with my listeners the real lacrosse.
Okay. Well, getting back to your topic, SSBBW.
Yes.
Well, my opinions on that, I have never really seen, like, a super-sized, big, beautiful woman. I've never really seen one of those close.
Thank you so much. But technically, I'm considered an SSBBW.
I know, but I'm saying I've never seen one.
Oh, so you're
trying
to say I'm not beautiful? Oh, that's fucked up.
No, I'm not saying that. Crush, what did I tell you a text message earlier? Mm-hmm.
See, yeah. I told you want to tell everybody in the world what we be doing in our private time, don't you?
Not really. That's up to you. But like I said, Crush, I know you're beautiful. I know that. I can see. I have eyes. My blind. But, like I was saying, though, I've never seen one in person. I've always seen, like, a BBW. In my terms of a BBW, it's a big girl, but it's not, like, a super big girl. Like, it's not one, you know, because, I mean, it's a difference. Between me, it's, like, a difference between a BBW and a girl who's not taking care of herself. It's a difference. Because you can tell. All
right, so... Wait, hold on now. SSBBW doesn't stand for somebody that's not taking care of themselves. I mean...
No, I'm not saying that it is. I'm just saying. I've seen people, and I've never seen, like, a SSBBW. I've always seen the big... most of the time, I ask them, they tell me what they weigh between, like, 225 and, like, 260.
Okay.
That's... That's what I've seen.
Okay, so
I haven't seen nobody
some people saying over 300 pounds or even over 350 is considered SSBBW, morbid obesity.
I've never seen
it. You have. You've seen it every day since you've met me.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about in person, like in my city. Going on a date, I've never done that.
You mean been in a relationship or? All right.
Yeah.
On that note, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right then. On that note, okay, you get a pass.
Wow. Dave-O gets the pass by LaCrush Hearts.
Yes, that's exclusive.
Okay. I'm going to write that down in my notes. You hear me typing?
I can't hear nothing. I got you.
Okay.
I got you singing oil tunes in my other ear.
Oh, I accidentally typed in the chat room.
Oh, shoot.
Well,
what?
Let me get off your... I said, and I'm getting off the topic for a minute. I was going to ask you how your day was today.
My day was, the best part of my day is when I text you. My day was so plain and blah.
No, I'm lying.
My day was all right. It was all right. You know, I chilled. Me and my homie, we chilled. We kept it cute. We kept it cool because it was like over 100 degrees out here. Mm-mm.
In New York,
yeah, no. It's about that time, man. The official summer is here. Well, we're getting that
high-degree
weather.
Y'all can have the summer weather. I'll come up there when it's cold. I love New York.
It's hot. Out your way all the time, is it? Y'all
it's
should be wearing t-shirts and shorts in the wintertime.
But look, I love cold New York, especially, I've been to, I forgot the name of the, it was a beach up there, I've only been once, and that was when I was, I think it was somewhere in like, I had no idea, I've been there once, I was 14, 15, and I went to a beach up there, and while it was cold, and then, it was cold, but it felt good to me. I'm standing there in like a sleeveless jacket, and people looking at me like, "What the hell is wrong with this nigga?"
But I mean,
you're missing
I'm
an
only.
Accent.
No, I'm not from New York.
No. I know you're not from New York. I'm talking about on your YouTube. You're missing the accent.
Accent.
Yeah, you're not Jamaican. Beautiful.
Wow. Accent.
I know it's your cover, but I'm just saying.
I wasn't trying to put on an accent.
I know.
Because some people, I've heard their covers to that, and they put on an accent. You can tell.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can tell they put on an accent, and then when they regularly talk, they don't sound Jamaican at all.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't trying to sound Jamaican. I was trying to sound like me.
All right, so.
Guests, welcome to the chat room. If you want to chat, you can sign in, make you an account.
Damn. Uh-oh, Black Reporter, you got to run for your money.
See that? I get in here, and then I hear a brother making a play for my job.
You lost your job. He's the unofficial co-host for tonight, man.
Hey, I'll fight over this job, damn it.
Wait a minute.
This can't be who I think it is. This is Dave to the MF to the O. Yes, it is.
What's up, dog?
This is me, upgraded times 10. I'm on remote right now.
upgraded times 10?
Yeah.
Last year I was upgraded times 9. Now I'm upgraded times 10. You see where I'm going with it?
There you go.
All right, so a Black Reporter, let me give you an update. We was talking about, let me take this stable out my ear real quick. I'll be at the other ear. All right, so we're talking about BBW, because I know you are a BBW / SSBBW lover.
Of course.
Myra and Meredith. Okay, so we're talking
before we get into the tonight's topic, I just want to remind you of one thing, my dear. You do remember your promise from last week.
I didn't do
anything.
Not once did I say I was about to, but I didn't say nothing about it. Right, Daniel? I didn't do nothing. I didn't say nothing bad about it. I didn't even bring it up. You brought it up.
I'm also mentioning that for our princess when she comes along, okay? Keep in good.
All right, so let's tell people what we're talking about. All right, last week, Black Reporter did a good job or something. Was you did something, and we said this week we wasn't going to. Today, I didn't say this week. I said today. We were not going to pick on him. We was not going to play the Pants on the Ground song. We wasn't going to make any jokes about it. Nothing. Today he gets a free pass. He can live his life. Live like a rock star today. Tonight, he's already minutes late. Minutes late. But he's still got an hour.
No. Actually, that couldn't be helped. Public
things come first. You got an hour and 38 minutes left of us not doing anything. That's all I'm saying. All right. So let me bring you up to speed real quick to what we were talking about. We were talking about BBWs versus supersized BBWs. I'm trying to explain to people the difference between a BBW and SSBBW. Devo was saying that, in his little hood, he hasn't seen an SSBBW in person. He said he's only seen BBWs, like, that goes up to, like, 260 or whatever. And I was trying to explain to him the whole terminology for it. Like, myself will be considered an SSBBW, which stands for supersized BBW. So, my questions that I've asked so far was, one, is there super thin and then? Or is it just everybody's called petite, right? And then we take it to the other end of the spectrum. Is there someone, do we use the terminology SSBHM? Or do we just use BHM, which is Big Handsome Men, for those that don't know? You could chime in at 347-989-0767. That's 347-989-0767. So I've never used the terminology SSBHM. I barely use it, BHM, right? So
I know that.
But I'm saying when you're describing a bigger male that's over 300 pounds or whatever the case may be, do you call him an SSBHM?
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Exactly. So my thing is, like, I understand the whole SSBBW and BBW thing, but then it's just not clicking with me. Society gives you the SSBHM. The SSBHM.
Now, you mentioned something about the skinny and thin. Society has done that in the situation of we have people who are thin and then we have people who are anorexic.
Wait a minute. Now, that's just, the whole anorexic thing, like that, I know it's all an eating disorder, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
And the majority of it can be chopped up as an eating disorder, but we're not getting to that aspect, the medical aspect of it. You get what I'm saying?
True. You're right. Yeah, I understand.
Some people are
just
born, like you have that terminology where some people are just born big.
Yeah,
like, I'm not going to say they have big bones, but their stature and the way they hold themselves, they just happen to be on a large, no matter what they do, they just still, like, their frame is a larger frame.
But you see, in the South here, that was a phrase, and if there are any Southerners who are listening to our program right now, and they can vouch for it with me, in the South here, that's what, in the day, we used to call people who are always thick, where she's a big bone girl. They were raised that way. The whole family's like that, And that's normal for folks in the South, especially from, I know you know what the term cornfed meant. Old country cooking, and I'm not saying it's the healthiest cooking in the world, because it's not. I mean, with the rice and everything else.
The
I mean,
and everything in between. I get it.
Exactly. So, you know.
But, you know, this may be something that extends to Thursday show as far as, like, you know, people diets.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Some, and then people don't take that into consideration either. You know, she big, or she just not, you know, she's not taking care of herself, or she depressed, or she, and that really isn't the case. Some people really just don't know. I mean, you know, times, you know, it's just like some people know that, you know, you got to use a condom when you having sex, and some people just don't do it, you know.
Let me make a quick comment as far as that's concerned. My ex-wife, she suffered with kidney cancer about midway through our marriage. But before she suffered with kidney cancer, she never suffered with high blood pressure. She didn't suffer with any of the quote-unquote diseases you would assume that a big one would have. I consider her to be the healthiest big one that I had ever known. And that's one of the shocking points, well, at least shocking to most of a lot of folks, that can happen is that some of your bigger persons can be some of the healthiest persons
exactly.
out there.
And I consider myself to be one of those. I've been a big girl all my life. You know, I've been above average. Let's say that. I've been above average. I don't know what average. I don't know what shopping at Strawberries can do for you. Okay. I've never shopped here.
Okay.
So, And I understand what you're saying. Like, I was, you know, the girls that are petite, that are smaller than me, that's been smaller than me, even in high school, they was the ones that had all the type of things wrong with them. You know, they getting the extra colds in the winter time and everything in between, but yet I'm the most unhealthiest out of the bunch. You know, like, because I am the biggest one. You know, they got asthma, they do this, they got that, they get migraines for no reason, all of this stuff that they have going on, their ovaries hurt, all the stuff that's going on with them. I went to all girl, and I say that because I went to all girl school. I went to all girl Catholic high school. And, you know, we come up with every excuse in the book or why we can't do something. Oh, we got to administrate. We got this. We got that. And that was never the case for me. I mean, yeah, I came with my excuses. But in all actuality, that was really never the case with me. You know, I didn't have the high blood pressure. I wasn't hypertensive. I wasn't this. I wasn't that. But, however, when I went to the doctor and I was checked for something, it could have been just a regular cold. You know, they're going to chalk it up as, oh, you're too big. But that's another story.
Exactly.
That's another story. So my thing is,
What kind of mindset? This is something for everybody to think about. What kind of mindset do we put our country in? I mean, yeah, I know firsthand that our first lady right now is working to get us being quote unquote less obese. You know. Obesity is our nation's major problem right now, especially in the South. I mean, I'm in one of the two top states for obesity in children. I mean, it's gotten to the point where kids are facing type 2 diabetes.
I understand where you're going with this, and you got to look at it, too, as far as there's a lot of factors other than them just being big on, you know, I'm not saying that there wasn't like that and when I was growing up or even when you was growing up, but now that you have the, let's say now that you have the resources, you get what I'm saying? Like, there's more out there. There's more for you to do as parents. There's more knowledge out there for you.
I'll grant you that.
You know what I mean? Like, when we was growing up, like, we didn't, you know, as far as when I was growing up or even, I'm sure when you was growing up and you had a big person, you couldn't go to the doctor and there wasn't these types of diets or this type of medical treatment or this type of, you know what I mean, this type of not even medical treatment, but of resources as far as support groups and things of that nature. as mm-hmm. it is now. You know, you can go online. I'm sure you can, you know, if that's what you're interested in, you can get a support group. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Our parents are more green-friendly. Parents are more aware than they was back then. You know what I mean? We see this. It's thrown in our face every day. It's, you know, it's out there for us to do it. So, I mean, it you know, to me, it's just like, you know, do we give them the same leeway we would if it was somebody, you know, in our nature or from our generation than is from
You're right. I don't know if we do.
You know?
I don't know.
I don't know. Dave-O, what you think?
What, about that whole obesity thing?
Mm-hmm.
Me, I think it's two parts. I think it's one, the individual and what they eat, and two, it's what they're putting in the food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what? I have heard stories about that.
You're right.
You don't know what they're putting in the food. They slap the nutrition facts label on the thing, and they say all these type of ingredients. They could have ingredients that's in the food that's been left out that they didn't put on that package or container. So I look at it that way. That's why when I go and shop like I did earlier, like I look at the back of it, and I mean most of the times. If you look at the back of it, it'll tell you, like, total fat, calories. And most people look at the fat calories, and they're like, oh, okay. They don't look at the sodium and if it's got any vitamins, sugar, or what's it got any calcium or stuff in it.
And then, well, I was going to say there's one additional thing. I was talking with a woman a while back about, she was talking about how when she was pregnant, she ate a certain type of fast food chicken. I'm not going to come out and say their name because we are on a public airwave and everything. But it reminds you of a house of worship. And she ate chicken all the time.
She went to service and ate some chicken afterwards. And what happened?
Well, let's just say her daughter that she had, I mean, she ate that all through her pregnancy. And her daughter, she had, starting developing at a very young age. And she is convinced that it's all the steroids, the stuff they put in the chicken.
But then, you know, one thing when you're eating fast food, there's another thing when you're eating home food. You get what I'm saying? Like, if you're comparing it yourself, then, you know, you may have a valid argument, but if that's what you eat in all during your pregnancy, it's fast food. I mean, you get what I'm saying? Like,
you're right.
You know, like,
we know
for a fact that food has been stabbed up, beat up, all types of stuff. We know that for a fact. But if you're getting the raw meat and you're seasoning it yourself, you're patting it down yourself, you're cleaning it yourself, and you're frying it yourself or baking it or whatever it is that you're doing with it, you know, other than the fact that before you got it, it's being processed, but as far as when it's in your hand, the only process is what you're doing.
Exactly. Now, that's the question that they question, whether or not it's been done something with before it reaches your hand. That's
even,
like,
well, you can tell on the label.
Even when you're smaller, and then you have the Infamil, the Infamil, the milks and stuff like that they give the babies, you know, be packed with a whole bunch of stuff. Oh, drink this issue or drink that. Then hold up now. Why y'all got too much stuff going on for this baby formula? You know, babies looking like little butterballs. And they got it, and you get it to it. Like, and if you're not careful, especially, you know, there was that whole baby boom with a lot of the girls that were having babies were kids themselves. And if you don't know how to balance that out as well, like, you know, your child is addicted to sweets. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you're a certain age, that's all you like is sweets. Then if you're having a baby, what you doing? Passing that whole way of thinking down to your child, you know, like, so.
You know, we run our mouth in the threesome right here, but who's in the chat room?
Just Dave. Dave holding down the chat room. Don't worry, he got a computer.
Be that way. Be that way.
Yes, he got a computer. Nah,
be that way.
Wow.
I just stated a fact. So
you see how she treat me.
No, don't count me. I just stated a fact. He said that earlier too. Dave said that earlier. But I'm just pointing out a fact. That's all I was doing. I was not picky.
I know.
You still got your thing. Okay, folks. So we have been running our miles. I have to get to, you know, my music because this is a radio show. Okay, we're going to go to a little song set. I'm going to put y'all on hold. We're going to bring y'all back, so take notes of who's being played. And if you want to tune in, the number to call in is 347-989-0767. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did. 989-0767.
Also, don't forget our brand new It's Always Poppin' hotline. Phone Fancy Radio Hotline at 347-855-7372. That's 347-855-7372. And if you have an Android phone, to all my people that got an Android phone, it's popping. You can listen to Phone Fancy Radio live stream anytime that you want to with your Android phone. But I'm going to tell y'all how to do that when we get back, all right? So my song for today, this is our theme song for today.
Someday I'll be walking along.
Look so good,
look so good.
I like to keep your body warm.
Anita Baker with Sweet Love, and before that we have some Anthony Hamilton with Sess the Big Bone. I just had to play that song. Anywho, welcome to Soul Fantasy Radio for those that are just tuning in, or those who just listen to us on the live stream, on the archive. I got my two co-hosts here. We got Dave-O representing the Carolina. Oh, Carolina. And we the infamous black reporter representing South Louisiana. You want me to say pants on the ground?
No.
That's what it's going to be. That's why the first word came to mind. All right. Representing, where did I say he was representing from? Louisiana. Here we go, Louisiana. All right. Freaky.
I know how to keep my mouth shut.
You know how to what?
I know how to keep my mouth shut.
Prove it. I mean, great. Great. You say so. anyway, folks, we got an hour and 14 minutes remaining on the clock. We were talking about
you know, the food, the stuff you put in food and everything, and what technically makes, I mean, you know, some of your larger people can be some of your healthier people.
I
think we came away with that.
All right. So my thing is this now, that what I really wanted to touch on was the whole, I know everybody got their preference. I know this. And I'm one who have my preference. You get what I'm saying? But I just don't understand. Sorry. I just don't understand the whole admiration for the BBW. Like, we're all big girls. And then it's like, no, there's BBW, and then there's SSBBW, you know. And
okay.
I realized that somebody that likes me, who's, you know, who's an SSBBW, may not like somebody that's a BBW, and vice versa.
True.
Somebody that's a BBW.
True.
So, I don't know.
Okay, now, okay, let me add this 2 cents in. With me, and just like you, Crush, I went to a Catholic school. I went to an all-boys Catholic school, all-white, all-boys Catholic school here in South Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was a teenager, you know, the girls, you know, I wasn't an athlete. I was a nerd of the bunch. And, you know, I find out now that...
I can't believe, what? You was a nerd, not an athlete? Wow.
Right. And of course she said that with tongue firmly planted in cheek.
What are you talking about? You seem so active. Well, I don't know. I just would have thought that, you know, you would have been in wrestling or
no.
Rugby, you know, weird sports.
No. That okay. They just started playing lacrosse here recently. Rugby, that has still not, well, there's a couple of schools playing rugby, though, but not yet. But but what I was saying is the fact that I was in speech and debate, and I was the manager. And that's how my media career got started. And so to this, through 36 years of being in the media, you know, I've been in journalism and also in radio.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was, you know, like I said, the nerd, the one who didn't get a date and everything until it
what?
Was a big sister.
The ladies' man that you are, you wasn't getting a date?
In high school, there was a whole... In high school in the 70s, it was a whole different story.
No. Okay, go ahead.
you don't do that well, dear. You don't do that well. Nah. Anyway, you don't do that well. I hate to tell you. But actually, that didn't come until my college years when I started being a DJ.
Oh, being a player. Oh,
you
said DJ, my bad.
Yeah, I was a DJ on the campus radio station. That's when everything blew up.
Ew.
And I mean, blew up big time.
Ew.
So, anyway, but... Turn around, and I had to learn the difference. I mean, it was to me, it was an acquired taste because I didn't just get off by doing it immediately.
Doing what immediately?
Huh?
Doing
was
what?
Was that enough? Huh?
Doing what immediately?
Well, I didn't jump off into BBWs when I was younger.
Anybody don't jump off into a BBW, they have some type of experience with a BBW. Next thing you know, they want to be with a big BBW.
Well, with me, like I said, it wasn't like that with me. It was an acquired taste, like I said.
Mm.
And it took a little while when I realized that these were the women who truly showed love and truly cared about me.
Mm.
And the one woman when I was in high school, who we kind of dated and everything, she was a BBW in high school, and then she lost a heck of a lot of weight,
and became a fox, but I was gone by then. And then I found out that she died at a very young age, at the age of 30, 35, I think it was, she died. And that kind of bothered me. And, you know, the situation was the fact that by that time I had realized what turned me on and everything, you know, what different things about a woman turned me on physically, you know.
So what is it about a BBW or SSBBW, whichever one you choose? Which one, what is it about them that turns you on? What's the first thing you look for when you're looking at a BBW? Not
well,
as far as, like, personality-wise, I mean physically.
Physically? I'm a breast man.
Yeah, breast man.
I'm a breast man.
Okay.
I'm not going to deny that. But I've learned that in my, as I get toward my quote-unquote old age,
Golden.
I've refined that somewhat.
You define
it? Yeah, I've refined that somewhat. It's not so much large breasts. It is to a certain degree, but I've also huh?
You like a long?
No. I've also discovered that smaller women can turn me on, but if they have extremely large nipples.
Nipples?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't,
huh?
So if you're big, you can have big breasts, but if you're small,
yeah,
you can have big nipples.
Oh, yeah. That will turn me on completely.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to deny that.
All right. Enough about you.
TMI.
Dave-O.
Yo.
Big nipple Dave-O. Oh.
What's
it? Don't be putting us on mute, nigga.
I ain't putting nothing on mute. I heard you.
All right, so Dave-O, do you consider yourself a big girl lover or just a girl lover?
I think I'm a big girl lover. I'm not just a
girl
lover,
You think you're a big girl lover? You don't know if you're a big girl.
Yeah,
lover.
Yeah, because I don't. Most of the women I've ever dated were big girls.
Okay. And what was it about them that attracted you to them? And don't say personality. Physically. What is it about them that the first thing that caught your eye, like, I could mess with her?
I just like the body.
Huh?
I just like her body. Like the way
whole
it looks.
Body, belly and all, the whole body? Or was
yeah.
it a big ass, big thighs, you know, was it something in particular? Or was it just the big body?
First, I look at the whole body.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because to tell you the truth, I don't discriminate when it comes to that. Like, but me, like, most often, I like a girl with big thighs. I like that.
Yeah, thunder thighs, yeah.
So, you got big thighs, most of the time, I'm going to talk to her. She don't got big thighs, I have to think about it.
Sister Big Bone. Looking like a good
hot-up
neck, bones,
nah. But you see, can I say something?
No.
If anything, you know what's overplayed?
What's overplayed?
Overplayed.
No.
The ass.
What's overplayed?
I find nothing truly appealing about the ass. I mean, it could be cute
ass?
And everything. But yeah.
Nah, I can't even say that. I've seen some girl asses that made me want to cry. I can't say that. I mean, I don't know what's appealing about anal sex now. That's something different. But if you're going to appreciate a woman's body, then, you know, the hips and the booty like that right there, that's a matter right there.
True.
Haven't seen the right set, but that you just looking at a woman's body, like the ass is what gives you the most curves. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you, even if you're looking at her front from the front view, Like, you don't really notice her silhouette until she gets to the hips. You get what I'm saying? And if you're looking for the side of you, that's when you notice. I mean, the breasts here, they're good. But that the real definition comes from when you go into that waist and then it just spreads out, you know, like the hips and the thighs. And then, you know, I can appreciate a good booty every now and then. I look.
Can I make a suggestion for the crowd out there? If any of you are on Facebook, join the group Real Women Have Curves.
No, don't join that group. If any of you are on Facebook, go to Phone Fantasy Radio. What? How are you promoting some other site?
I'm sorry.
What kind of bullshit you doing? They don't know what the hell you mean. Real Curves,
I'm sorry.
You ain't getting on their site. You lost your ever left in mind. What?
I'm sorry.
Wow.
You see how he just did that?
I lost my mind there for a second.
Did you just see how he did that day,
I lost my mind.
Shame on you, Black Reporter. Shame.
Shame on me. I'll go in the corner.
I told him he couldn't keep it up. I told him he could not keep it up, right? I told him he couldn't keep it up.
On a side note, it's sad how they took one of LaCrush's pictures off of Facebook.
Yeah, they did. That was sad.
That's sad.
The punishment.
Here we go.
You're wrong.
I was doing good. You wasn't doing good. That's your punishment. That's your punishment.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, folks. We're talking about BBW, SSBBW, the love, all this good stuff, what you like, what I like, what's in, what's not, you know. All right, so we are almost at the hour point, halfway mark, halftime, if you will. If you want to join in the conversation, you can. 347-989-0767. That's 347-989-0767. And press that number one, and then I know you're in. I'll let you on, and we can chat it up. Okay. If you are on Facebook, do not listen to the Black Reporter. Go to Phone Fantasy Radio. Yes, if we get 25 members, then I can have an official link to it. But until now, you just got to go to Facebook.com and then type in Phone Fantasy Radio, and my picture will pop up, and, you know, just click the little like button next to the title, boop, and all that good stuff. And keep up to date with the latest shows, topics, and then some right there. You didn't know what?
I didn't realize we were 25 people away, and I'm sorry.
We were 25 people away?
Yeah.
No, you have to have 25 people.
Oh, okay.
To get your own little domain namey thingy.
Okay.
Facebook. I don't know. That's something you just started. So, that's cool, right? All right. Y'all acting like y'all don't understand me. I'm like, what?
Where's our regular?
I don't know. It's not Thursday.
Do I, huh?
It's not Thursday. You know that.
Okay.
You know that.
I may have to route.
Oh, wait a minute. We got 80 people, so we should be able to do this. I'm going to fix it up. And hopefully by next week we'll have an official Facebook likey page for Phone Fantasy Radio. We'll have an official link. Maybe probably by the end of the show.
And an intro. Don't forget about the intro.
Huh?
And the intro.
Dave-O is working on the intro. I don't know if it's going to be auto-tuned up, but he's working on the intro for us.
Okay. Well, as long as it includes me, then that's fine.
No, why should it include you?
Oh, okay.
Never
mind.
Where do you come from? Why did I include you?
I come from the South.
Oh, Lord.
No. You can put him in the end, towards the end. But, you know, that's wow. really about me. I mean, I always say that because, Black Reporter, we don't know how long you're going to last.
Oh, my dear, I'm not going. I'm not going anywhere, my dear. I'm not going anywhere.
That was a punch to the balls.
You're still in probation.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah,
I stopped.
6 months probation. Wait, what's this? 5 months now?
That's a long probation. The state only goes.
We have
to
you. We have to Hold on, we assist you. www.facebook.com/phonefantasyradio. Go there, like us, feel us, all of the above us. That's hot. So I'm official now, y'all.
Yep.
We are official. We should be getting some more likes. We got 80 people who like us right now. That's hot. 79, because, you know, I make the number one. So, Phone Fantasy Radio, if you have it. So you need to get up there. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it will be.
Huh?
It will be.
It will be awesome, right? That is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody should just click on links one day. Just click on links one day. All right, folks. All right. All right, I'm going into my phone set. I'm going into my music set. I'm going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk some more about fat people. I mean big girls.
Yep.
All right.
Let's go.
Y'all want to say anything before we go on our break? No, nothing? All right, go on. Never mind. To make her strong.
Fill me, Cupid, shine me, heartbeat. now. It would be easy for me to recite a piece about how I would love to massage your vaginal walls with every inch of my firmness, or eat you slowly as if you were a pair of edible underwear slightly melted by the heat that we create under the bedroom floor. It would be easy for me to tell you what I would do to you if you were covered with whipped cream from head to toe. How my tongue would create a diagram from your legs to your breasts and right back down to your diaphragm, nice and slow. Or what I would do to you if you gave me the opportunity to recreate the Kama Sutra with you as a touch picture. Baby, would that make you wet? It would be easy for me to describe how a session with me would set your orgasms free, as if you were a Hebrew slave. Or how it would be my mission for my multiple positions to give your dead sex drive new life, like Lazarus when he rose from the grave. Don't think this is blasphemy. Baby, all you have to do is ask of me, and it shall be done. Yeah, baby, it's that easy. But it's hard for me to get you to see that you are so much more than what the last man led you to believe. And it's hard for me to make you see that freedom is just outside that open cage. All you have to do, baby, is spread your wings and leave. But he's got you believing that you were nothing with him, and even less without him. When the truth of the matter is that you are everything to me, and I am nothing without you. And it's hard for me to play my position on the sidelines, knowing that your natural resources are being wasted on someone who doesn't appreciate the gift that you are. You see, dude would rather go to strokers and stroke her until his pockets are empty. And I would rather stroke your mind until your mental masturbates, then turn right around and stroke your body gently, the way you love me to, until you and I are both done and empty. And it's hard for me to see you playing these childish games with a little boy disguised as a man. I guess you've been shopping at Toys R Us for so long that you forgot what a real man is. And since dude's been playing with your emotions for so long, get with me, and I'll show you my game plan on how you and I can raise a couple of kids. Yeah, baby, it is what it is. It's that easy. And it's that easy because you know what I want. And it's that easy because I know what I need. And I'm saying that you need me like I need you. So stop being hard on yourself, baby, and let me make your life easier.
Everybody, that was Easy E Mix, Mr. Eric Moore from the Verbal Midday Fix show on here on Blog Talk Radio. Also, check him out on Eric Moore on Facebook. It was called Easy E Mix. I need to be mentally stroked with him. Before that, More Than a Woman with Aaliyah. And before that, All Woman by Lisa Stanfield. And we are 45 minutes left in the show. Black Reporter, you're back with me?
Yeah, I'm back.
You know, I had to put
Like I said, it sounded like something personal to me.
Huh?
Sounds like something personal to me.
What?
You need to be stroked.
No, I didn't say stroked. I said what he said. I need to be mentally stroked. Man. You got to listen to the words.
Well, true.
Listen to the words. He ain't saying stroke, no. Mentally stroked. Then he'll turn around and do the rest. Listen, that man right there. That right there, that little piece right there, that did it for me right there, yeah.
That was smooth, though.
That was exactly. That
boy
was,
got talent. Boy got lots of talent.
Yes, he does got talent. I'll play his stuff on here. He stopped by in the chat room. So shout out to Mr. Eric Moore, representing Georgia, by the way of the Bronx, or reverse that. representing the Bronx, by the way, of Georgia, I guess, right now. All right. So our unofficial co-host bailed on us. Boo.
Yeah, co-hosts don't bail on the host.
Yeah.
Co-host may be late from time to time, but never bail.
Okay, you got that. He gave you something to get him at. Wait, all right, shout out to Dashing in the chat room. Thank you for stopping by. Our topic today is BBW versus / SSBBW. I also want to give a shout out to Mattio. Mattio been holding me down on Mattio been holding me down on Facebook. He didn't like all my statuses, all my photos, and blah, 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 blah. So shout out to Mattio from Miss La Crush Hearts. He said he didn't know if he should tune in, but I hope he do. All right, so Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
When would you say you first acquired the taste for the flavor of the Big Gill?
In my 20s.
In your 20s, early or late?
Mm-hmm. It took a process, but as I went through, I went through a stage in which I dated older women, I dated women my age, and I found out, and you know, I think even in the 70s, you know, kids in their 20s realized, guys in their 20s realized that the enticing of an older woman is a very good thing. You know, and that's what the cougar situation is right now,
mm-hmm.
where guys in their 20s are trying to get the quote unquote hookup with an older woman.
Please,
while,
they do not have to try.
While
they do not have to try nowadays.
I know. While young girls are trying to find that sugar daddy
mm-hmm.
wherever they can,
mm-hmm.
and even though every man in their 40s and 50s is not situated to be someone's sugar daddy.
Mm.
You know, they think that just because you got the age and the wisdom and everything, you can be their sugar daddy and everything. And this is not the 70s, sweetheart. No, this is not the brothers with the players hats and sitting on the car and let me take care of you, my baby.
All right, Black Reporter, let me get to the line. They're starting to light up right now. 804, you're on the air, Phone Fancy Radio. Who are you and where you from?
Mattio from Richmond, Virginia.
Hey,
Mattio
from Richmond, Virginia. I just shouted you out. How are you feeling?
Good.
Welcome back, brother man.
What's going on, bro?
Not much.
All right. Hold on, Mario. Let me bring somebody else in here. 609, where are you from and who are you?
Is Dashing, and I'm from Philadelphia.
Ooh, Dashing from Philadelphia. And this is my type of board. Okay, bunch of men on
here.
All right.
There you go, Crush.
All right, so both Mario and Dashing, I don't know if y'all been listening to the show, but today's is Big Girl versus Supersized Big Girls. I put a call out there if you are, or if you do admire or love, you know, you some Big Gal, just come up and tell us how much and why. So my question to you, Mattio, is do you like or admire Big Girl?
You said do I like or admire a Big Girl?
Mm-hmm. Is that your preference?
First rated, yeah.
You said what?
In the first rated way, yeah.
And what does that mean?
Meaning I might like big girls more than I like, you know.
The average?
Yeah.
All right. Oh. Okay, and Dashie, what about you?
I am a lover of big women. BBWs, SSBBWs. Well, it hasn't always been that way for me.
Really?
I think that happened for me about maybe in my early 30s.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you, Brett?
I'm 46.
Okay.
Oh, good. A dude toward my age.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm 46.
What?
Yeah. I say about my early 30s, I really,
yeah.
you know, developed a liking, a strong liking for big women.
Cool.
Well, man, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Just a real quick question. Would you call it an acquired taste?
What I say what?
Would you call it an acquired taste?
I don't want to say that it's an acquired taste. I say once you get past being shallow in your life, you know, size really doesn't matter, but that's what I'm drawing.
So true. So true.
Okay.
So true. I have to agree with you. All
right. You don't know that. You just want to do a sugar mama. That's why you fell in love with a big girl. That's another story. Okay. Thank you for calling me. Let me ask you, Dashi. Are you currently in a relationship or are you single right now?
I'm single, but I do date, you know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
I do date, but I'm single.
Okay.
Unmarried.
And unmarried. Okay, good. Because, you know, some guys, you know. All right, and you're from Philly, right? What part of Philly?
Yeah.
I don't even want to ask you all that. Do you have a show on here?
Yes, I do.
You want to tell us about it?
All right, it's called Keeping It 100. We're on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 8 to 10. And my co-host is the Beautiful Butterfly. And I believe you're already on our friends list.
Mm-hmm.
I just found the time to come through and check out your show. Saw that you were on.
All right, cool.
Just check it out.
Okay, keep it at 100 on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. All right, from 8 to, which is 8 to?
8 to 10.
8 to 10. Okay, I got you. I can do it. I can do that. My show's not until 11, so I can do that. Check you out. Beautiful Butterfly. I've been in the room with her a couple times, too, as well. Any special topics coming up this week, or do I just shoot the breeze?
Well, sometimes we just shoot the breeze. Like, normally Thursday is like throwback Thursday. We play old school and whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
We bring it up. Fridays is more so like a topic day.
Uh-huh.
Sunday is more like a topic day. But
okay.
Saturday is seductive. Saturday we play the Quiet Storm music.
Yeah.
Get that mind right.
Hello.
Yeah, we definitely like the Quiet Storm Full Fantasy Radio. We'll be Full Fantasy Radio without it. All right, Dashin, that's great. Are you on Facebook? Can we get in touch with you on Facebook?
Yeah. Matter of fact, don't ask me for a link because I don't even know. But if you go to my show page, you'll see, you know, where
link up there.
You know, with me over there.
Okay.
And that'll take you to the fan club. But for you.
For me?
You can be. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, let me go get the link for you.
Well, you going to share it with a brother, too?
Yeah,
man. Dashin and Devonair know, right?
Huh?
What's your name on it? Oh, is it under your real name?
My name is under my real name.
Okay.
I'm posting the link in the chat room. Sure, brother. I don't mind befriending brothers, man. I'm cool with that. You know what I mean? You know, I'm posting the link in the chat room. So.
Not a problem.
Okay, cool. Okay, I got you. Definitely. We love us some Facebook fan. All right, Mr. Dash. You was on my page before, but my other page got deleted.
Was I?
Yeah,
oh, man.
You was on my first page. It got deleted, so I've been trying to add people that have been gone. So, all right, folks. You're listening to Full Fantasy Radio, and we have Dashing, and we have Mario from Virginia, and we have
Woo-hoo.
Our co-host, Black Reporter, with his pants on the bench. Mario.
Uh-huh.
You've been holding me down on Facebook. I appreciate it, brother.
No problem.
No problem. Okay. Mario, he's so quiet and shy. But thank you for tuning in, Mario.
They say be careful with the quiet ones.
Why? Is that the case with you, Mario? We have to be careful with you?
No.
No, man, he's a good guy. He's not like you. He's a good guy. It's you who's quiet. We got to look out for people like you, Black Reporter. Trying to, for years, you've been giving me that innocent, and now you get on here and tell me something different.
Yeah.
So it's people like you that we got to look out for. Now that you ain't got no...
Be nice.
Because people like you that ain't got no internet. I am being nice. I'm not messing with you. I'm just speaking the truth. Sometimes the truth just isn't nice.
Hey.
Am I wrong, Dashi?
Hey, true person.
Exactly. I'm just being honest. Huh?
All right.
Oh, man.
Now you see them laughs, I don't appreciate. He's a real...
Okay. Dashi, let me ask you a question. You've heard of the terminology BHM, BBW, SSBBW, right?
BHM is Big Handsome Man, right?
Right. Have you ever heard of the term SSBHM?
No, I never heard of that term.
You never heard that term either, right? Okay. Because now our question was earlier, we still haven't gotten an answer now. Now they got the super thin, right, or anorex or KK, whatever. Then you have thin, then you have the BBW, then you have SSBBW. But then when it gets to the BHMs, that's it. Why are they not considered SSBHM, is it? I know they got love out there, so what's up with that? Why are they discriminating on the super-sized big men?
I don't know, baby.
You don't even use the terminology BHM that often. It's always a big man. That's big man right there. That's big, something like that. You never hear BHM.
Well, I mean, every big dude is not handsome.
Exactly. I mean,
well,
you had the period.
Every big woman ain't beautiful.
Well, true. But you had the period of the overweight lover. You know, Heavy D knew he looked good. Heavy D wasn't taking no guff off of nobody.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but that's how big girls are, too. Well, some big girls are. I know I'm like that.
Exactly.
But I'm just saying, some big girls, like, but me, I think I grew into my bigness. You know what I'm saying? All my life, oh, you're too big, you're too this, you're too that, blah, 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 blah. You know, you hear all the jokes and everything, you hurt your feelings, and you go through that whole stage. And then, you know, you grow into your bigness. Now, I got pictures with everything hanging out. You know what I'm saying?
When did the confidence hit?
Yeah, I'm looking at them now.
Yeah, there we are.
You know, I let everything hang out.
Crush.
You know,
what? Crush. When did the confidence hit?
When did the confidence hit? It took me to be at my bottom, Black Reporter. It took me to be at my bottom for me to be at my top, for real. Like, on some, I had to literally be on my deathbed. And for a doctor to say these one words, I don't know, sometimes people, like, take them and run with it and things like that. For me to experience this, like, this is real serious. But for me to actually go through what I experienced, and then for a doctor to tell me that my size is what got me here, or that what woke me up, or what saved my life. That's when it got to me. So I have to say, that was actually on my 20th birthday.
Well, let me say, there's the old saying, and it's always darkest before the dawn.
But literally on my 20th birthday, that's when I awoke. I went in the hospital 2 days before that. So I woke on my 20th birthday. That's when the doctor explained to me what happened, blah, 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 blah. And literally November 9th, 2000, that's when the doctor told me.
Can I ask you a question?
What happened?
And I'm not trying to be smarter than anything, right? I want to know, what is it you're doing with this Pepsi can? Like, what does that represent?
Trying to get the last
drop,
nigga.
That say you got a big mouth, or you know what to do.
You know what? All of the above applies, but that
okay.
Right there was just saying, that was just saying, good to the last drop. That's what that is right there. And
okay.
I'm about to change it to that, too. That's what the. Good to the last drop.
That's not nice.
That's not nice. Why not?
giving us a minute, an image that the rest of us can't see. Oh, well, some can see. But.
Listen, if you are sitting at home, or if you, you know, you are a Pepsi fan, and if you got Facebook, you can see it.
I know. And I have seen it before.
Okay, so you know, and I'm endorsing Pepsi. Like, you can see the Pepsi word and everything, the logo. I'm endorsing Pepsi. Like, listen, can be used for more than one thing.
Hello. This is true.
That's recycling right there. That's what I'm doing right there.
You would have to see the picture for those of you who have no idea what we're talking about.
That's all that is right there.
That's a whole nother show and a whole nother story.
That should be my next contest, right?
What?
Recycle your Pepsi cans. Recycle your soda cans. I don't know. Okay, we got somebody else on the line now. All right, 718-77. I mean, who are you and what's up?
What's up? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Chilling hot from Brooklyn.
And what's your name?
What you call me on Facebook? Gentleman caller?
I called you what?
Gentleman caller?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, great. Never mind. It's Big Chef.
Oh, Chef, what's up, man?
What's good? What's good? How are you?
If I wanted people to know who you was, I would have just said your name. You ever thought about that?
Well, you're right.
Oh.
You're right.
Anywho, this is Chef, y'all.
What's up, Chef?
What's good? What's good, y'all? How y'all doing?
What up? How you doing,
sir?
This is starting to turn out to be my night.
Where my ladies tonight?
It's not about you.
I see that.
You see how you just trying to do that? How you just going to try to really abandon my night? Like, you know, why is it got to be about you? You know what? I'm getting tired of you.
So what's the questions of the night?
Okay, so we're talking about BBW / SSBBW / SSBHM. And
You ain't letting go of that, are you?
I'm not letting go of that. That's double standard right there. I mean, if we really want to get technical, that right there is that double standard.
You're right.
And that's probably our topic for Thursday. That double standard stuff be going just a little bit too far for me, you know. But we're going to attack that. Well, back to what I was saying, Chef. I'm asking all the gentlemen that call in here, would you consider yourself a BBW / SSBBW admirer?
Yeah.
You're a lover of the big body flesh?
Yeah.
The big body girl.
Yeah.
You right there?
Yep, it's me on. It's totally me right there. All right.
So, when did you acquire this taste?
Since first grade. I always get asked this question. This is like a constant question that I have to get asked. Like, I always get asked, like, probably like every day of my life. Like, why do you like big women? Why are you so have low self esteem that you like big women? Why you only deal with big women? Blah, blah, blah.
That question has been asked quite a few times.
Yeah.
You know,
I have been asked this question every day of my life, so the first grade. All
right, so what's the answer that you give, though?
It's something I find attractive. Some people might find skinny girls attractive, you know, but what I go for is big women.
Okay, so what happened in the first grade? Because there's always some incident.
No,
what happened in the first grade?
One of my homegirls, I actually met her for the first time. I found her very attractive.
Happened to be a butterball.
Yeah, she was a butterball back then, actually. She's like a round butterball.
She's skinny now?
No, she's not skinny, but she's like maybe a size 22.
Okay.
Like a smaller, like a, not super size, but like, you know, she had BBW. She like, probably like, was it 5'2"?
She's just a BBW, that's it.
Yeah.
You already established that.
Yeah.
BBW, you know, SSBBW is 300 to 350 plus.
Yeah.
Below that, it's just regular BBW. So we already established that on the show.
Yeah.
All right. the first grade, eh? I mean,
yeah.
I don't even know where to go with after that.
Yeah, since the first grade and such, it was...
Nothing happened? Most times, it's an incident. The big girl, she got big titties, she was developing something.
But at first grade, you don't think that.
Exactly,
I mean,
you don't think of that. I mean
is
your family big? Like, all the women in your family, are they big girls?
No. Not far from
really?
Me, actually.
You got skinny family?
Yeah, just the, one of my nieces, she a big girl. And, like,
that's
her
it?
Skinny.
One niece?
Well, like, maybe 3-4 nieces. They're big girls, whatever. I just
met
one of my...
I mean, the major women, the older women. None of them are big, big girls? I don't know.
Yeah,
that's
got,
hard
like...
to believe.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
everybody,
sister,
got a,
yeah.
Everybody got a big mama in their house.
Well, now you
yeah.
see, okay.
Yeah.
My grandmother's...
Look, your phone is dumb loud. You got to wait till they finish talking because your phone is dumb loud.
My apologies. My apologies.
Yeah. So I got a couple of females that's big and such, but, like, out of my family and shit... When it comes, like, on my father's side, whatever, I'm, like, the biggest dude out the family. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And you're about 300 pounds, right?
No, you wildin'. Stop playing me, LaCrush. It's wrong.
That's not nice.
There's nothing wrong with being big. I'm big.
I mean,
why I gotta be trying to play you?
Wait. Last time you saw him, you said I look like 300? Oh, wow. No, I'm, like, 280.
Oh, come on now, 20 pounds. No. I'm thinking you like 210 or 215, but, you know.
It's none of that, man.
Okay. What's the next question?
Nothing.
Okay. Yeah, but I always had an attraction to big girls. Like, I can't stunt those. Like, for, like, lately, all my life, I say, like, the last 5 years, I've been dealing with nothing but supersized BBWs. Of all different shapes and sizes. I mean, all different colors, actually. From Native American ones.
All different shapes and colors, eh?
Yeah.
Ooh.
All different shapes. Yeah, I got a Native American one, a black one, a white one, a Jewish, a Hispanic one, Spanish and, Dominican and Puerto Rican, West Indian one.
All right, we get it. Get it.
Yeah, the only one I'm looking for is like an Asian supersized BBW.
Not
gonna
happen.
Yeah, I'm gonna find one.
Do they exist?
Yeah, I'm gonna find
that's
an Asian.
That's another question. Do they exist?
Yeah, they do.
They
I just
do.
Have to hire them. I have to learn how to speak Chinese. Go to Canal Street. Pick up with.
All right, Mario, you still with us, Mario?
Huh?
Okay, Mario's still with us. All right, Mario. Mario, how old are you, Mario?
22.
Oh, okay, you're still young. You're
going
to grow into your bigness, your admiration for big girls, you're going to grow into.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Mario, hey. The best thing that ever happened to you. Big girls are gentle with dudes that are smaller than us. I realize that. I get
they
gentle
what?
When a guy is smaller. You be gentle with him.
Hello.
Bigger, then if a guy is bigger, you just want to be throwing your weight around.
Oh, what?
Yeah. I do that. I mean, I don't know about any other girls, but that's the way I am. If you're slender, gentle with you. I'm not going to throw all my weight on you.
But you see, a lot of women say, okay, I'm 5'9", about 210, 215. Maybe 220 at the most.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of women will tell me I can't handle them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not so much in what I can handle as whether the person
can
handle.
Suck it now. Oh, my bad. What's that?
You are so sick. It's whether or not they can handle what the man gives them.
Ooh,
as far
word.
As...
They, Talking slick right there. Okay.
And you know, I didn't say me. I said whether or not the man can give them what they can what they can or can't handle.
It's not what they can or can't handle. It's what they want. Not much more of what I can handle. Because, okay, let's look at it like this. Women are affectionate beings, you know, especially
yeah.
a big woman. A big woman, we want to test the water. So we want to play with you. We want to wrestle with you. We're jolly people. You know what I mean? We want to wrestle with you. We want to fight with you. And we want to, you know, play with you physically. You know what I mean? It's not just about sexually. We're just
mm-hmm.
physical people. You know, we want to
mm-hmm.
touch you. We want to lay on you. You want to do this. You want to do that. Man, some men are not like that. You know what I'm saying? Some men feel like, you know, because they got a big penis or because they can hit that part of the backbone or something like that. Like, that's, no, that it's more to it than that. You know, I'm not just talking about, you know, somebody that you having sex with. I'm just talking about somebody that you're being with.
True.
You know, so, I mean, yeah, sexually, yeah, more than, you know, that's what any man or woman. It's nothing different. It's just that I got it a little bit extra more cushion for
Ooh.
The pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there's nothing different. My hole is the same place as a skinny girl hole. My I get wet just like a skinny girl get wet. I mean, it's nothing
mm-hmm.
really different except the
yeah.
width. You
mm-hmm.
feel what I'm saying? The width and the
yeah.
mass of it. But overall, they feel like, you know, something is missing. There's nothing missing.
Nope.
You know,
to be
a big girl, I have to be aware of certain things that maybe a small girl is not aware of.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And
because of my size. And it's like somebody that's blind. You get what I'm saying? All of a sudden, all the other senses
increase.
Heighten. You know what I mean?
Tenfold.
And they could, yeah, they could, you know, and making love to them would probably be just as different as it was if she was making love to somebody that had sight. And then the same thing applies as to being with a big girl. Big girl
mm-hmm.
loving may be different than, you know, depending on the big girl, depending on her personality, depending on her confidence level. Big girl sex might be, you know, it's so many different aspects of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now,
mm-hmm.
you know, that might be another part of the show. But,
mm-hmm.
yeah, we are.
But what I was going to say was that there's that one extra thing that, well, I guess all women can experience this, but big girls tend to love it more than anyone else. And that's the way big girls appreciate doggy style more than any other type of women. Because
nine times out of ten, that's the only way we're going to feel it, no matter.
Okay. Well, I mean, it was the truth
to
me, too.
That's not, we don't know if that's true. We can't say that that's true. We don't know that's true.
Well, I've heard say that that's the deepest way to get in to the vaginal area.
That's not true neither.
It's not?
No.
Okay.
If you put on the crab, you get money. What are you talking about?
Okay.
I got the golden rule, fucking with the big girls, lift and separate. That's it.
Learn something new every day.
You get in there, I'm telling you. If she giving you head, what she got to do? She got to lift it up. Separate that head. Ew.
Crush.
You got to look at it like that, though. You got to look at it, lift and separate. When you do your style, what you do? You lift the butt cheeks and you separate
lift
the thighs,
and separate.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you suck it on the titty, what you do?
Lift and separate, yeah.
Lift and separate. If you if you're missionary, what do you do?
Lift and separate.
If you eat her
lift the legs and separate.
When you eat her out, what you do? You lift the
legs
and
separate.
Let me tell you guys, you got thumbs for a reason. You lift with your fore and you separate with your thumbs. Somebody, I hate when people say, hold my belly. No, nigga, that's your job. you can't use your forehead, what else? People wonder why that say this. Let me put my belly on your forehead. That's what it's there for. Make use of that. Like, what's that space there for? That's what it's there for.
Mm.
My belly rests on your head, nigga. Lift it, separate, nigga.
I'm wondering how many pens are going 50 miles an hour right now.
Just a minute ago, it's not, you just said it's not what a woman can handle, it's what a man can make a woman handle, and that's
well,
something you should already know.
Exactly.
I will admit
to my failing.
That's without saying, though, you know. I'm just bringing it to the forefront. You gotta lift and separate.
Lift and separate.
That's
I gotta bring it to my feelings.
Lift and separate. And I tell you, the best one also, the best position for a big girl is on her side. Now,
really?
She's on her side, and, you know, some people call that the scissor or the big L, big B, but...
You, as a matter of fact, you're right. And I think about
it,
you're right.
Hold on. If you are a dude, some dudes may be smaller, or maybe, and you can't take the weight of both of her legs, or she a type where she can't put both her legs up or whatever case it be, and you can handle one. You know what I'm saying? Once again, this is going to consist of you lifting and separating. That's it.
See, guys, she's giving
sometimes
a seminar.
If you are bigger, if you, and I think that's the best position where you can get it in it, where you get everything in it. And not only are you just giving in, but then you have the breast play, you know what I mean? You have the clit play. You have the look in her face, or she looking at your face, and, you know, so, and then you can just grab both her arms. I mean, you know, that position right there is better, I think, than doggy style, missionary, you know. You know, and if you're, unless you're going to get real kinky, y'all going to get off the bed and, you know, all the other stuff. But if y'all just playing on the bed, and that's something simple right there. That scissor, some people call it the scissor. But you got to do it right, guys. Y'all got to do it right. Y'all going to have to straddle the leg that's down. Y'all got to straddle it for y'all to get up and for y'all to get a good grip and get position right. Y'all got to straddle it. Y'all got to straddle that big old thigh.
Big old thigh.
Oh,
and fellas, deposit your checks for Little Crush on the way out the door as she has conducted this seminar.
Let's just separate, but I think that's the best position. I don't know. I could be wrong. If I am, let me know. 347-989-0767. That's 347-989-0767. We'll be back here on Thursday at 11 p.m.
I think this is the conversation that's going to continue on Thursday.
The favorite sex position?
Yeah. And I think as we got more into the conversation, you know, I haven't heard a single female pipe in on how they see themselves as, and most of our females, except for, I think, Princess, are BBWs and above. And, I think that, you know, that needs to be brought up also. How do you see yourself as?
Okay.
So.
All right. So we got 10 minutes remaining on the clock. We'll put it on there. So that will be the topic for Thursday officially. Calling all big girls, supersized, BBWs, models, whomever, you know, just, you know, give us a call at 347-989-0767. Excuse me, on Thursday between 11 p.m. and 1 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And you could also, or you can also call our hotline, you know, call the phone Fancy Radio hotline, leave your thoughts there, and I'll play it on the air for you. That's 347-855-7372. That's it. Call the line. If you want to leave shout-outs, any types of thoughts, you know, you want to chime in on a topic and you didn't, you know, just call that right there and we'll share it with you, we'll share it with the world for you. 347-855-7372, put it next to this number. Okay, so what were you talking about? Oh, sex position. So, okay, Black Reporter, Mario. Okay, Mario, what's your favorite position?
Cowgirl.
What's that again? No, I'm just playing. Oh. All right. And, Chef?
Yeah. Doggy style.
Why?
Doggy style.
The female could
be. You don't
do
like
more.
To see her face? Doggy style is so impersonal.
Oh, boy. Nah, the female could do more work, doggy style.
No, that just makes it easier for them to do more work, doggy style.
Yeah. Oh, well,
but then
yeah.
There's some guys that don't let you do more work doggy style, but that's another story.
Really?
Yeah, some guys that get doggy style, and they don't know how to just stop and you know, that's another story.
Oh, okay.
All right, Black Reporter.
69.
Oh, boy. That shit is
what?
So overrated.
Huh?
That is so overrated. I need some pressure.
Well, but the thing is, I believe in pleasing my lover.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is the position is so overrated. When I say that, I mean it like this. Okay, if I'm a superstar BBW, okay, majority of the men I mess with are little dudes. You get what I'm saying? Like, they just, for some reason, those are the ones that are attracted to us. Now, I'm too busy sitting up there trying to hold up my weight because this nigga going to drown if I put my weight on him, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's not gonna enjoy himself. He's gonna be too busy. Right?
I don't mind being on top.
But just listen to what I'm saying. Okay. And then if you reverse it, I don't want your ass in my face.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Why your ass got to be on my forehead? That's not even.
Okay. I understand. I understand your
booty. Booty, butt, cheeks, all in my face. Like, I don't.
Why? You should eat it.
Did he just say that?
Did he just say
I should eat it?
Yeah, you should eat it. Your face up in it.
But now I got a tossed salad. Like, that's something you guys can be prepared for.
What?
Like, I wasn't prepared for that. Nigga, you wasn't prepared for that.
Oh, well. I got
shit balls falling in my face and shit. Nah, nigga.
Oh, hello.
Just take it for the team.
I was just playing.
Damn.
Huh?
Just take it for the team.
You want me to get pink eye for the team?
Yeah.
He said, yeah. You see?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy.
Exactly. That's it.
Oh,
he said it, that Chev. If y'all on Facebook, y'all can look him up on this Chev. Yeah,
what,
Chef
Francois?
Wow,
let's go.
Put him on your block list.
Wow. All right. Ain't nothing.
What? Take one for the team. I'm gonna get pink eye for the team, nigga. If I get pink eye, you get pink eye too.
Hey, I'm not the skinny guy you're talking about. Remember, I'm like 300 pounds.
Oh, I'm not saying you're saying.
I feel you.
Oh, yeah.
Six minutes before the top of the hour, folks.
That's even worse. You're a bigger dude. So therefore, I got a list to separate, just like you got a list to separate.
I got so much list in separate. I got a gut.
Who wanna be on 69 and do that? That's too much.
It's not popping, actually.
What did I open?
609 back in the building.
Yeah, I'm up in here.
What's going on,
Dashin? What the hell did I open? Y'all done got real jiggy up in here. Y'all done got real jiggy up in here.
That's how we do. If we do, wait till the end of the show, get it real good and moist and wet, and then we tell y'all to tune in next week. I mean, tune in later.
Yep. I mean, it always gets nice and good right before we get out of here.
That's what
always.
That's good radio right there. That's good radio.
Yep.
Get it nice and good and moist and hard and wet and dripping with that oozy clear stuff, and they just be like, wait, hold up.
Oh, we'll catch you next week.
We'll catch you on Thursday.
Thursday
at 11 p.m. Right here, same conversation. And hopefully Chef can join us. I don't know.
Hopefully.
But Dashing, you've been listening, right? Dashing, you want to chime in with anything?
No, not really, man. I mean, y'all got it going on. You know.
Hold on a second. He hasn't added his two cents in. No.
Okay,
what?
What's
you
your
know.
Position? You're a big girl lover, you're a big girl admirer, I'm sure you're a big girl screwer. What's your favorite position to feel like a big girl?
Doggy.
Doggy. Why is it doggy?
It's something about, I don't know how graphic I can get here, but it's something about, like, watching me, like, do that thing and looking at that ass, the whole nine, like, grabbing it by the hips and pulling it to me. Oh, the whole nine. Come on now. Come on.
I mean, you can still do that with the scissors, too, now.
My whole thing is this. To be quite honest, I don't have a favorite position. Whatever moves me at the moment, you know, we go with it. You know what I'm saying? So.
All right.
Okay, can we ever find out?
You start on the start on the bed, end up on the floor. You know that type of shit.
Holler. That's for the advanced team right there.
Oh, did we ever find out how he got started with BBWs? Because
now we talk about rowing the boat and all that other good stuff.
Did we ever find out how he got started with BBWs?
Did we?
I don't know if we did or not.
Dashing? Did you share with us how you got started with BBWs?
No, I didn't share that with y'all. Actually, it was in my early 30s, and it was this chick that I knew always had, like, a thing for me. But I used to be real nice to her, that's it. But one day, we had a chance to, like, really talk and get to know each other, and I found myself hooked on her personality. And then once we got to the other level, and the level, and the next level, and it was like, whoa.
Holler, go girl, whoever you are,
Al. In other words, I didn't know she could throw that shit on me.
I mean, first of all, her personality was the bomb. I mean, it was the bomb. I mean, she kept me with a smile on my face, you know what I'm saying?
And
just thinking about her, you know, I'm smiling now. But, you know, then like once I started going out with her, you know what I mean, you know, hey, man, that thing just took off from there. And when the moment we had sex, it was like a whole new world for me. I was shallow, like most dudes. You know what I mean? You know, you want what you see on the TV screen. And it's like, fuck that, man. It's like, you know, go with the real. And I've been hooked ever since. Yeah, listen, she got to be 180 and above. If you see me with a girl 150, she's showing me where a girl 180 and above is at.
There you go.
I like that right there. Let's see. She went that way. All right, folks. All right, Dashi, Mario, Chev, Black Reporter. I appreciate my menses coming to check me out on Phone Fantasy Radio today. But we got a minute, so y'all can just say y'all goodbyes now. Shout out to all that good stuff. Y'all can do that right now. I'll start my way up, down, and up. Yeah, there we go. Dashing, you're first on the list. Any shout-outs, dedications, anything like that you'd like to say?
No, man, just be blessed. Stay up. Have a great, grand, and glorious day. Hey, bye. All
right, cool. Thank you. You too, sir. Chev, what about you?
Shout-out to everybody listening to the show, and shout-out to everybody.
And shout-out to everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Mario?
Yes?
Any shout-outs to dedication?
Shout-outs to people I know.
Shout-out to people that know Mario. And Black Reporter, you going to do what you
well, want? I do what I always do.
Right,
what time that was?
Before you do that, you know I always got to stop you before you get ready to do
okay.
it.
Okay.
All right, before you do that, let me go then. I want to thank everybody that showed up and showed out, Dave, MFO, who bailed on us, our unofficial co-host for the night. Eric Moore, who stopped by, all the guests that stopped by, didn't sign in or sign up. Dashing, I appreciate you stopping by and, you know, sharing your 2 cents in. Chev, is always a pleasure. Call me later. Mario, thank you so much. And I know that you're shy and quiet, but I'm going to get you out of that shell one way or another. And Black Reporter, it's always a pleasure. And you can say your goodbyes now.
What time there was has ceased to be. There is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about tomorrow. And he had. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in because you can fall for anything. If questioned, play everything you want to hear. You heard everything she played. Now go right and tell that. On your face, put a big smile. We will see you in a little while. And for me and Crush, you are in and we are out. Lady out.
Adios,
hasta
luego.
Oh.
It's been real.
Hasta luego, good to meet you too.
Oh, right. I don't know, you knew all that. All right, we out of here.